Hello and welcome to another edition of the Solid Rock Minnesota podcast. It's a place to swing by for a brief moment for some stories and news and things to ponder. It's a place to take a small pause from your busy life. So grab yourself a cup of coffee or a mug of tea or a pop, as we like to call it here in the North Country, and kick back for a moment. Take a breather. I finally had a day last week where the wind wasn't blowing hard like in the movie The Wizard of Oz. I had a chance to get out in the kayak and do some fishing. This year it seems that we have had so many days with such strong winds blowing, like steady 20 to 30 mile an hour winds. It's been really hard to get out on the lake. But the other morning I woke up early to a gentle breeze for a change and decided to hit the lake before the winds picked up. I loaded up the kayak and threw in the trolling motor I've designed to mount on it, and off I went to one of the 10,000-plus Minnesota lakes that's nearby. It was a beautiful morning, and since it was a weekday, I pretty much had the lake to myself, except for a few boats spread out down a mile or so from where I would be. With the kayak, I'm able to scoot into shallow bays and weedy areas that the boats were unable to go to. We have had a cold spring, and it seems that the water is finally warmed up enough, and the fish are kind of in the shallow water still spawning. The sun was shining, and the morning was starting to warm up nicely. I found a spot tucked out of sight from others and out of the breeze, so I didn't even have to anchor down. As I sat there casting my line and catching fish after fish, I was reminded of fishing up at the cabin with Grandpa Louie. He and his wife, Grandma Clara, they had a cabin down the road from ours when I was a kid. They were the in-laws to my dad's partner on the police force, Doug. And Doug and his family and Grandpa Louie's cabin sat next to each other side by side down the dirt road from our cabin. Grandpa Louie and Grandma Clara were some of the best people to go fishing with if you wanted to actually catch fish. Grandpa Louie knew the lake like the back of his hands. He knew every creek feeding into the lake, every inlet, every depth, and best of all, where the fish were biting. My brothers and I got to go fishing with Grandpa Louie often, and it was always an experience. He had an old blue wooden flat-bottom boat with a small motor. Nothing fancy by today's standards, that's for sure, but that little blue boat took us everywhere where the fish were. We could always hear Grandpa Louie heading down our way in his boat to pick us up for fishing. Grandpa Louie was quite hard of hearing and never did wear hearing aids that I can remember. They were always sitting on the end of the table in the cabin. So I guess he assumed if he couldn't hear, the rest of us probably couldn't hear either. He spoke very loudly and could be heard quite a ways down the lake if he was talking over the motor. If Grandma Clara was in the boat with him, well, let's just say you could hear them chatting from a good half mile away. One of the last times I went fishing with Grandpa Louie was an early summer evening. One of my brothers and I hopped in the blue boat and off we went to catch some fish. We had launched out from Grandpa Louie's cabin and he went out about 40 feet away and put down the anchor. It was an odd spot for fishing, I thought. No weeds nearby, kind of deep, and in the middle of nowhere, basically. We looked at him and he told us to start fishing. So we baited our lines and cast out. We sat there getting not even a bite. We knew there was no fish at this spot. Grandpa Louie cast out his line and sat there for a bit watching the lake. And one by one, in a matter of about 20 minutes, there were about three or four boats encroaching near where we were fishing. They stayed about 20 feet away, but still were mighty close for such a big lake as we were anchored on. There's kind of an unwritten rule of fishing to not go so close to another boat that you can cast your line right into their boat. Well, after all the boats around us were anchored and situated and fishing, Grandpa Louie had us pull up the anchor and bring in our lines. He didn't really say much of anything, but you could just see he had this planned all along. He had the reputation on the lake of knowing where the fish were always biting in any season of the year, so people would just watch where he would go fishing. So his plan, it worked like a charm. He started out fishing in an unlikely spot to draw attention to himself so others would start fishing near him. And then when everyone was anchored and really couldn't leave so soon because it would look pretty obvious that they were following him, he'd pull up his anchor and leave them all there wondering how to save face so it wouldn't look like they were following him. All they could do was stay there a little bit longer. Meanwhile, our boat was heading off to the real fishing spot that Grandpa Louie was taking us to. We went way back in a channel, off the lake, into the bulrushes where no one could see us, and put down the anchor. The water was crystal clear, and the crappies were abundant and huge. We actually would put our line next to the crappie we had picked out down in that clear water. One of the best memories ever was fishing that day. As I sat there in my kayak this past week, I watched as boats started going by out in the deeper water. As they approached me, they would slow down and gawk as I was reeling in fish after fish. But as Grandpa Louie had taught me, I had my fish basket on the other side where no one could see my catch. I just took off the enormous sunnies and crappies and pretended to throw them back into the lake on the other side, making it look like they were too small to keep. I was out there for a few hours that morning and caught my limit and had a relaxing time on the lake. Grandpa Louie, if you're watching, you taught me well. Hi, this is Sue from Solid Rock, Minnesota. Thank you once again for taking the time to listen to our podcast or read our blog or check in at our website. As always, it's fun to see where our listeners and readers are from. There are many from all over the 50 states in the United States and close to 50 countries all over the world. Never in our wildest dreams did we anticipate more than a few followers. We're amazed. Our hope is you will tell a friend to check us out at the podcast or the blog or on the website at www.solidrockminnesota.com, where you can always find the links to the podcast and the blog. We'd love to hear from you too, so please feel free to drop us a message when you visit and let us know where you're from. And if you're needing a Minnesota connection, send us your address and we'll send you an official Minnesota postcard or a Solid Rock Minnesota bumper sticker. Yep, an official Minnesota souvenir, yours for free. Until next time, may you be surrounded with life, laughter, family, and friends, people who truly know you. Many blessings.